From Marketplace in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for David Brancaccio. A new kind of crowdfunding campaign launches today. For the first time, companies will be able to seek out small investors by using a similar model to Kickstarter and Indiegogo. It's a big shift because of an 80-year-old law, the only people allowed to be venture capitalists have been accredited investors who make over $200,000 a year. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more on what's changed.
Because of a federal law passed in 2012, almost anyone can get in on crowdfunded investing. Georgia Quinn runs iDisclose, a service to help businesses file to do this. They already wrapped up their first filing this morning.
Today, you can actually raise money just for regular people, which is monumental.
A company can now raise up to $1 million through crowdfunding, which she says is huge for local businesses without access to big investors.
For most people in America, $1 million is a lot.
The old limits existed in part to protect people from having their money squandered. The SEC limits how much people can invest, and they have to go through registered brokers or approved online portals. Vincent Petresco is CEO of TrueCrowd, one of those portals. He says, yeah, investing is risky.
In reality, nobody knows what company will go big and what will fail.
The difference now is you can try your hand if you have $100, not $100,000. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.